Hello, everybody. This is Miss Stephanie with the Hillview Branch Library, and today I'm going to be reading Itty Bitty Kitty by Joan Halob. Mom, Dad, can I get a cat? Asked Ava. Pretty, pretty, pleasey wheezy. I'll take good care of it with sugar on top. Dad looked doubtful. Cat shed. Mom shook her head. Cats must be regularly fed. And no matter how much Ava begged, their answer did not change. No pet, said Mom. Not yet, said Dad. Maybe when you're older. Ava stomped down the hall and clomped down the steps to mope in the seat at the end of her street. Suddenly she heard an itty-bitty sound. It was a furry, purry, snuggly, huggly, cutie-patootie, itty-bitty kitty. He had sparkly green eyes and was just the right size for a girl like Ava. You can be my kitty. I will name you Itty Bitty. Ava scooped him up and ran home, hoping Mom and Dad would let her keep him. But Mom and Dad were still in a no kind of mood. The puppy next door was going crazy in Mom's daisies, and Dad was going bananas with work. Ava tiptoed to her room. I'd better hide you for a while, she whispered. You will be my Itty Bitty secret. Itty Bitty was a very good kitty. He was good at dress-up, at pajama parties, and at pouncing. Ava was good at taking care of Itty Bitty. Mom and Dad will soon see that. I'm not too little to have a cat. There was just one problem with her new kitty. After only 1 week, he was no longer exactly itty. Luckily, Mom and Dad didn't suspect a thing. And after a second week passed, Ava's kitty was neither itty nor bitty. Purr! He flicked when he licked. He squashed when he washed. He squished when he swished. One morning, Itty Bitty woke up feeling frisky. His paws went hurry-scurry. Before Ava could stop him, he dashed off through the house. Where he scared the fish, broke a dish, chased a bug, clawed the rug, leaped from a cupboard, and got discovered. Call the zoo, yelled Dad. Call the cat catcher, shouted Mom. No, wait, cried Ava. You can just call him Itty Bitty. He's our new kitty. Dad looked doubtful. He's way too tall and long. Mom shook her head. He's altogether wrong. His name might be Itty Bitty, but he's too much kitty. Tomorrow he has to go. And that was that. That night, Ava held Itty Bitty tight, hoping her hugs just might, somehow, some way, change things. Oh, Itty Bitty, I wish they could see that you're really just right. Then when everyone was asleep, there came a soft cry that only Itty Bitty's big ears heard. Wah. Itty Bitty padded into the hall. When he saw the baby, his eyes grew round. He let out a big fat meow. When baby saw the kitty, he let out an itty bitty coo. Meow. Googly googly. Thank you, Itty Bitty, said Mom. You saved our baby, said Dad. Their hearts opened more than an itty bitty bit wider to let Ava's new kitty tiptoe inside. Maybe, said Mom, this nose kissing kitty is just what our family is missing. Maybe, said Dad, this cat is not too long and tall for us, after all. Can we keep him? Ava asked, hardly daring to hope. Yes, said Mom and Dad. Ava thought that was the perfect answer. The end.